Yo. So, here we go. All right, last night was okay. I'm working on this show and it's kind of brutal. Well, I keep ripping it down and building it up again. So last night I had like a small audience, so I didn't even do the thing I came here to work on. I just did stand up for like a while, until I felt them losing interest, and then I said, "Okay, come in for the closing bit." And then they had a good time, but it was, man, it's tough out there in the streets of Edinburgh. Everybody's trying to get people into their shows, and I'm just not as aggressive as a lot of these other people. I'm too self-conscious. But that's I'm working on it. Hopefully, by the end I'll have it down, and then I'll go home. But last night after the show, me and Jacqueline are walking back, and we decided to go to the movies, see Mission Impossible, nonstop action thrill ride. I mean, everybody's saying it's great. It's great. It's fun. I didn't quite understand something at the end. It didn't. These movies don't always logically make complete sense. And you know what? Let it go. I'll say this. It was nice to see the kid from American Beauty again. You know, oh, the bag, it's beautiful. He shows up. That's not a spoiler. I'm not going to tell you where or when. He's kind of inconsequential. Oh, I shouldn't have told you that. I don't think that that matters, that you know that. Other than maybe you're like, "Oh, what's up with this guy?" And now you're thinking, "Oh, maybe I told you that to throw you off. Maybe it's a reverse spoiler." I don't do those. That's even worse, 'cause you're still spoiling. You know, when they're like, "Oh, this person dies." I was kidding. Well, now I know they don't die. So why don't you shut your mouth? And I'm not. Some people are like, "You can't spoil a movie." You can. It's not as much fun. And why do it? Why you got to tell people things? I remember after somebody died on Breaking Bad, a guy I know, a friend of mine, he just goes in and on Facebook and goes, "Oh, this is right after the show airs, you know, and I don't have cable. I gotta wait to illegally download this shit." And not everybody's. It was right after it. He writes R.I.P. in the character's name. You see, I'm not even doing it now, even though Breaking Bad's been over for years and years. This happened s 7 years ago, and I won't even say it. But he's R.I.P. in the character's name. You're not even making a comment. You're R.I.P.ing a non-existent person. You motherfucker! I wanted to kill him. And then he said, and then he was trying to say, "What? What?" He wouldn't even take responsibility. That's what I really don't care for, not taking responsibility. Although I don't take responsibility, I don't hold people to the same low standard that I do. What I meant to say is, I don't hold myself to the same standard as other people. I had to try to reverse the language in the moment. I don't think it came out quite right, but you understand what I'm saying. I guess we'll look at the news. What's happening in the good old US of A? Is everything cool? I saw something about Space Force on Twitter and Ben Shapiro thinking that someone running for Congress should just debate him because he tweets at her. So things seem to be just like I left them. I want them to be fixed by the time I get back. The end of this month, come on. Pull it together, America. Let me come home to something a little bit better. Uber says its drivers can kick out white supremacists. Now, that's a good thing. I guess then the question will be, how do you determine white supremacist? I guess this is probably also related. Airbnb warns that it may expel Unite the Right rally participants. So there's the anniversary of Charlottesville and these Nazis and white supremacists and white nationalists, whatever they want to call themselves, Proud Boys are having another rally, I think in D.C. So they're saying, I guess that's what the Uber says. The Uber said, someone's like, take me to the Unite the Right rally. I love Unite the, you know, I'm a white supremacist. Or they don't have to say that. Be like, they're wearing one of those hats, those red hats, the Make America Great Again. Be like, get out of my car, motherfucker. 0 stars for you. Go ahead, get out. And then I guess they'll get, oh, maybe if you get kicked out for being a white supremacist, you shouldn't get to rate the driver. Lock him, but you get rated by the driver. I'm willing to take that gamble. I won't get kicked out of an Uber for being a white supremacist. I'm very polite in an Uber. Somehow I've gotten less than 5-star reviews. My Uber rating is high, but it's not 5, which it should be. I've never done anything wrong to a driver, and I've never rated a driver less than 5. Never. I've never gone 4. What am I, a fucking asshole? This person's trying to make a living. 5. And I've had some shitty Uber drivers. Most of them are fine, but I've had a couple of real doozies. 5 all the time. That is my motto. You pick me up, you're getting 5 fucking stars, dude. Or, dude is a universal for me. I don't know if that's right or not. I'm going to have to check. Can I dude everybody? I like dude and everybody. So Uber and Airbnb, get out of here, white supremacist motherfucker. U.S. Court of Appeals orders EPA to ban pesticides said to harm children. I guess the EPA is not a. They want all the chemicals out there. Like, build up your immune systems. So that's good. The court says, "Hey EPA, why don't you pee the E? Yes, protection the environment. You're an agency, and that's your job. So get to it." And I was looking for to kill all these flies in here, and they had like the bug spray. I'm like, I'm not spraying shit. Get them with glue. Put out glue strips, not pesticides. No, let me look for a good story to get out of here on. A lot of stuff that looks like it'll make me angry. Although the white supremacists already made me angry, so I don't think it'll be any different. I'm sorry. Atlanta school, no more Pledge of Allegiance to start day. Oh, that's going to make some people really mad. But I think it's fine. Why are we doing that? It's silliness. How many times do you need to pledge your allegiance? Do you not believe me? I did it yesterday. How about this? First day of first grade. You don't have to do this in kindergarten. I don't remember Pledge of Allegiance in kindergarten, but maybe I'm wrong. Whatever day they start that, you do it once. And let's just say that holds for a while. You don't need to re-pledge. I don't pledge now, but I pledge. I have allegiance to the United States of America. I mean, the flag, I'm not into symbolism in that way. I understand some people are. I'm not saying can't be. I'm just saying I don't pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and to the Republic. I pledge allegiance to the Republic for which it stands. All right? One nation under the good Lord Jesus Christ. Or what, you know, they threw that under God in later. One nation. Under God, I don't care. Throwing under God in there. If it makes you feel better, I'll say God. I'll put my hand on the Bible. That's the great thing about being an atheist. I don't give a fuck. I'll say that shit. I say God bless you. I don't mean that. It doesn't mean nothing. And I have allegiance to the country. Yeah, it's where I live. I have allegiance to where I live. You have allegiance to where you live. That's I don't know where it ends. Do I have allegiance to North America? I have allegiance to, say, New York City, of course. Then the greater state of New York, I suppose. To the Northeast, sure. To the whole East Coast, Florida too. All right. I know the middle. They're not too fond of us on the coasts, but all right. Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to everybody, and I'll go all of North America. Let's the whole Canada and Mexico. I pledge allegiance to. They're our allies, right? Do we pledge allegiance to all our allies? England. I to the world, to the earth. What if aliens come? Then it's pledge allegiance to the earth, right? Because we're fighting aliens. We don't got no time for division then. We could use an alien invasion. We could, if they a little Independence Day, let's not hope they, I don't want them to actually blow up national monuments in different countries and kill all those people, but just hover above. What's that up there? Hey, now we all band together. And I think we get Trump out of there. Then we say, listen, you can't lead this. I know you want your Space Force and everything, but you're a psychopath. Let's bring back Obama for this one. He's going to Jay Leno you. You couldn't host the show. You tried. It is a fucking. It just wasn't for you. We bring back Obama. That's the fantasy that I have sometimes. Maybe it'll happen. I guess it won't. All right, fuck. I'm just babbling now. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.